Happy New Year, everybody. So this morning I realized I've lost control of my life. My wife has taken things over. Because I had this joke that I was going to tell you that I thought was really kind of funny. And then there was the realization that maybe there was a tiny thread of insensitivity about it. And so she didn't have to tell me, Mike, you can't tell that joke. I was like, you can't tell that joke. So I apologize for that, but I don't apologize for my wife because she's really such a significant guiding light in my life. So all I could come up with was a silly riddle that you probably have heard before, and that is, how do you make a statue of an elephant? Nobody? You get a really large rock and you chisel away everything that isn't part of an elephant. You don't get it. Or you do get it, which is much worse. But I do have an opening question, because this is January 5th, the 12th day of Christmas, by the way. But how many of you made a New Year's resolution? Raise your hand. Okay. All right, now for a moment of real truth, for those of you that have made a New Year's resolution, how many of you have already broken the resolution? I saw one honest hand go up. This is really significant because what we're going to get into today, as we have our burning bowl and our white stone rituals, and I'm using that word intentionally, this is really so much on topic of really what we want to be about and what we want to talk about. So let's get that part about rituals out of the way. I know that our word is not a very welcome word in a lot of unity circles. And it goes back to so many of us having had the experience of participating in meaningless rituals in our lives. So my own background is Catholicism, and I served as an altar boy, and I participated in those litanies and everything else until my knees were going to fall off. And I just came to the conclusion, this is all a bunch of nonsense. And so from there, I really want to go and walk on some endangered ground, because I want to talk about ritual in terms of sacrament. Because what I would put before you today is that the activities that we are going to be engaging in today, in the most perfect sense, are not just rituals, but they are sacred rituals, or they are sacraments. And all that a sacrament really is an outward sign of something profound and sacred and beautiful that is taking place deep down on an internal level. And so I think last week I used the example of a kiss. A kiss could be a definite sacrament. If in that kiss, when you are making that kiss, you are bringing and sharing a part of yourself with the person that you are kissing. And it could extend on all sorts of levels. So if you give a smile to a stranger, and it's not just going through the motions, but you're trying to convey a recognition in the other person of the divine namaste, then that smile, without even thinking about it, becomes that outward sign. It becomes that sacrament. And there's a reason why we engage in these things. Because as much as we openly and acknowledge the significance and importance of our spirituality, of the Christ within, we are made of flesh and blood. And we need those tangible signs. I remember an old Paul Newman movie in which his love interest tells him that she loves him. And he looks at her in response and says, "Do you need the words?" and the words never come. And I'm sitting watching the movie and saying, yeah, Paul, she needs the words. This is really significant because of who and what we are. We need to eat. We need to sleep. We need to be about the physical realities. And in the most perfect world, those become representations, ideals that represent what is going on deep inside of us. And so it applies both to the positive and to the negative. So if you growl or bark at somebody, okay, that becomes a sign, that becomes a signal of a reality that's going on, at least at that moment in your life. So I wanted to go into all of this because we're going to be talking about the significance of why engage in the burning bowl. What we're really talking about is what is the significance in releasing things. And just to start off, it's a reminder. It should be a reflection of what is real and what is going on inside of you. One of my favorite authors in the whole world is Alan Cohen. And I once went to one of his seminars and he came up and the phrase, if you try to kiss somebody while you are driving a car, you are not giving the kiss the attention that it deserves. If you come up and you burn whatever today in our burning bowl service, but your head, your mind, your heart is somewhere else, you are not giving this sacred ritual the attention that it deserves. But we're going to talk about other things. I decided on the way here today that I was going to tackle this question of whether or not the glass is half empty or the glass is half full. Because the answer is, well, let me take a poll. How many of you think the glass is half full? Anybody think that the glass is half empty? Both. I like that. The meaningful answer to the question, at least in my opinion, is it 50% of what? What's in your glass? Because if your glass is half filled with problems and woes and troubles, guilty consciences, or anything else, then there's not room to fill it with your real essence. So if it's 50% of your soul, who you and what you truly are, your Christ reality, then it's half full. But if it's filled with all kinds of garbage and hang-ups and problems, then it's really half empty because you have to make room for it. And that's what this burning bowl service is all about today. We learn from the scriptures a very simple, profound statement taken from the book of Revelation. Behold, I make all things new. And this was spoken by the entity that was seated on the throne in those scriptures, which of course represents the Christ. But it's also a reference to a Hebrew scriptures, a couple of Hebrew scriptures that I just want to share with you quickly. Because again, it's on point. From Isaiah, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. From Hebrews, in speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. And what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Understood in this burning bowl ritual, this burning bowl ceremony, if that makes you more comfortable, is an underlying understanding, a realization that we have things that we need to let go of. We have things that we need to render as obsolete in our lives. And as you think about what it is that you're going to write on your paper today, think big. Think about the real issues. Do some serious soul searching. What is tying you down? And let go of it. Several years ago, I was in Brazil, and my friend took me to a little town called Ouro Preto, which means black gold. And it's a fascinating town that's become touristy in a lot of ways in Brazil. But there was an old monastery. And my friend took me there because there was a fascinating attraction there. The corridors, the outdoor corridors, were lined with statues of saints, done in intricate detail. And I was really impressed. And my friend from Brazil said, "Let me tell you the rest of the story." These were done by an individual who had no hands and had no arms. His arms extended to his elbow, and that was it. So every day what happened was his associates, his helpers, taped chisels to his arms. And using just his arms, he chiseled out the incredible details of the statue. And you might go to the place of the positive, which is so blatantly obvious, that somebody would have such an incredible dedication, you know, such a passion. But you need to understand that it also involved a significant letting go on his part. Because our minds would say that anybody who had that physical disability would have to be trapped in some sort of a mindset, "I can't do that." And so that's one of the things I invite you to think about letting go today. All of the "I can't do that" thoughts that run through your mind, or reside even more insidiously deep within your own heart. This past week, my lovely wife Susan has had a few days off from work, and she went nuts cleaning the house. I mean, she didn't just clean the house, she cleaned the house. She went through every room and got rid of a bunch of stuff, dog hair and cobwebs and everything else. And I just watched this with kind of a fascination, just thinking, well, at some point she's going to take it easy because she's on vacation here from work for a few days. But she didn't stop. And on Friday, in fact, I was just relaxing with my iPad, not doing anything significantly, and I was actually thinking about taking a nap. But there she was. She had gotten into the bathroom to her little drawer of whatever she keeps in there, and she decided it was time to purge it, to let it go. Well, she made me feel guilty. So I got up, and to her amazement, I actually started cleaning out one of my closets and some drawers and things that, you know, there were 5 pairs of eyeglasses from years gone by that I had worn, and I couldn't let go of them because I had paid good money for them at the time, even though they were totally useless at this point. And at the very least, if I didn't want to throw them away, I could have donated them because the frames maybe were worth something. This stuff, this muck, this garbage has a way of filling our glass. And we really, really, really need to go about the business of surrendering it, letting it go. And that's just the stuff that we don't think of. And all of us have different various issues that we are aware of. All of us have suffered pains and hurts of some sort in the course of our lives. Everybody in this room at some point or another had something communicated to them. You are lacking here. You're not good enough. You're not worthwhile. And maybe it came in a relationship of, you know, a romantic breakup, or maybe it came as a parent delivering the message, don't try to do this. This is not yours to do. You know, the old basic children are to be seen and not heard, which many people hold is a very important axiom in life. All of these types of things pile up. Jesus once said, if you want to follow me, you have to hate your family. Why? And what he was really talking about was loosening those bonds, breaking those chains, even on some of the things, and these are the more difficult ones to break, in which things were drummed into you out of a sense of tribalism for your own protection, to keep you safe, to keep you from venturing out into the world. Because there was a deep-rooted principle that Jesus was really espousing there, and that is, you can't be serious about your spirituality until you are ready and willing to give up absolutely everything and anything that is going to keep you from getting there. You cannot fill that glass with who and what you truly are as long as you retain any contents whatsoever that take up the space. It's a basic physical principle that no two objects can occupy the same space at the same time. So if your heart is filled with pain, if your heart is filled with grudges, if your heart is filled with anger, to the extent that they occupy the space in your heart, it's to that same extent that you are not allowing yourself to have your hearts filled with love. This is why we engage in this burning bowl ceremony today. Again, think big. When I was a little boy in Catholicism, you know, I've not been to confession in decades, but I used to go to confession, and I would go in and I would say things like, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I told a lie 3 times this past week. I disobeyed my mother 4 times. Or I had impure thoughts, which biologically and psychologically, I came to learn later, were very healthy. But as I look back on it, that was all small stuff. It was all small stuff. And yeah, it's okay to come today and write the small stuff down and burn that up as well if it's nagging at you. But my invitation is to make this meaningful. Let it be a sacrament, an outward sign of something truly sacred and holy that is part of your resolution today. And in unity, we talk about denials and affirmations. And everything that I've been talking about so far falls into the category of denials. Denying something does not deny the reality of the existence of something. So if there is somebody that is bullying you, a proper denial is not that that bully does not exist. The proper denial is, I am no longer going to attach any energy to that individual in my life. And so there's a sense, and if you're able to move to that space, that no matter the next time the bully may beat you up, there's a sense in which you still are liberated, because despite what happens to you, you're not going to let that define you as a victim. Look at the years in prison that Nelson Mandela spent. And he would not allow that reality to become his reality. He would not allow that reality to become his identity. And so this is a very important first step, everything that I'm talking about, in order for us then to complete the process. Because if you empty that glass of the stuff that's not good for you or is not about you, it's really important to fill that glass with who and what you truly are. Because if you don't, something else is going to come in and occupy that space. That's why denials and affirmations are so closely related. And that's why on this day, we are going to move from emptying ourselves through the burning bowl service and filling ourselves through the white stone service. They really complement one another so powerfully. I think our actual talk title today is Rock My Soul. And I'm sharing with you, I have a new necktie. This is my dog, Rocky. And this was a Christmas gift from my granddaughter, Ella. And I promised her I would wear it today because it's very apropos, because we're also talking about the white stone. We're talking upon building things. And Jesus used this as well. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And so as much as I emphasize and stress to you to think big in terms of what it is that you're releasing today, think big as well in terms of what it is that you wish to affirm. We use a white stone because it symbolizes that today you are sacramentalizing, building a firm foundation in your life. Building on something that is real and true for you today, January 5th, 2020. And you know what? A year from now, it may not even apply. A year from now, it might move into that category of what it is that I have to let go of. Because this is all about an ongoing process. And it's kind of neat that every 365 days, the calendar turns a page and puts us into that frame of mind in which we're going to start thinking about what do we really want to change in our lives? What is it that we are really unhappy about? What is it that we really want to accomplish in life? I met a very young man Thursday, and I just assumed he was a college student. So I said, where do you go to school? And he says, I don't go to school. I dropped out. He says, I am running a high-tech company in Los Angeles, California. He was able to let go of, you have to go to school, and really let go of it. Not just say, I'm not going to school, but refuse to live in the shadow of not going to school in order for him to affirm and create this new reality in his life. So at least in one segment in his professional career, he really completed this whole process. Now, he was blessed because he got the blessing of his father throughout the whole thing that was also present for the discussion. Each and every one of you has a powerful, meaningful reality. Each and every one of you has a spiritual truth. In unity, we refer to that as your Christ essence. And that's fine. Maybe you want to put on your white stone the Christ. But pick something that is peculiar, that is specific to you and your reality. So a few years ago, when I was participating in a white stone ceremony, I'll share with you that what I did was I used the Greek letter pi. Because Pi is an indefinite number. You know, it starts out 3.14, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they turned computers on overnight, and it never got to a final answer. Because I thought for so much, this was so symbolic of my journey, of what I was trying to do. It's okay to understand that you may never, never, never get to the line, but every day you come to a closer approximation of that in your life. And so that just was such a very, very powerful symbol for me that I adopted at that time. Last year, I wrote down two words, Mary Poppins, because at that time, she encapsulated for me the magic of the world, the magic of the universe, and I was affirming that that magic was at my fingertips as well. Behold, I make all things new. And it really is as simple as chipping away everything that is not the elephant. And so I really invite you to think about chipping away everything that is not the Christ. Everything, every place, everybody that holds you back from realizing that reality and move into that space of truly rocking your soul and making it all happen. And so I want to take this now into meditation. And before I do that, logistically, just a quick reminder, we're using flash paper for this today. So when you write your things on that and you do come up and you put them into the burning bowl, they will flame. You don't have to sit there and make sure it's really well lit, okay? You can just release it, and it will disappear. It will vaporize, okay? And then after we do that, we will move into the white stone ceremony. And Mary will be coming up for after the end of my meditation and returning with her children so that they can participate along with their parents today in these two very, very, very profound rituals. So with that, we move into meditation.